From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And would like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati has said at a press conference on State Syariah Security SPSN asset signing of Pulau Balang Bridge in Penajam Pasar Utara, East Kalimantan on Thursday that the development of Indonesia's new capital IKN is one of the key factors that determines the design of the state budget for 2022. Therefore, the anticipation of IKN funding will be maintained especially once the IKN bill has been approved by the House of Representatives DPR. Thus, implementation of building the new capital infrastructure will commence. Indonesia held 17 border negotiations in 2021 with the Philippines, Malaysia, Palau, and Vietnam to strengthen the country's territorial sovereignty. This was stated by Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi in 2022 annual press statement virtually on Thursday. Regarding the maritime boundaries, territorial sea border agreements with Malaysia concerning the Sulawesi Sea and the South Malacca Strait segment are targeted to be signed. Furthermore, she also affirmed that the technical team-level negotiations with Palau on the exclusive economic zone border will be continued with the aim of reaching a partial agreement. Similar negotiation will also be conducted with Vietnam. Officials of the Indonesian Toll Road Authority BPJT of the Public Works and Housing PUPR Ministry, Kun Cahyo Pambudi said in a written statement received on Thursday that his side is targeting to begin the first phase of the construction of the Gede Bage Tasikmalaya Cilacap Toll Road this year. The road will connect West Java and Central Java provinces and span 206.65 kilometers long. The road will be built with an investment worth 56 trillion rupiah. BPJT has determined the winner of the bid for the construction and the management of the toll road, a consortium comprising a number of state-owned enterprises and private companies. Let's move on to the international news. Fueled by the highly transmissible Omicron variant, Belgium's daily cases of COVID-19 reached a new peak this week, with health experts warning of between 30,000 and 125,000 cases a day by mid-January in the nation of 11 million. Home to the European Union institutions and NATO, Belgium registered 27,199 new COVID-19 cases on January 3rd, beating a record set in November 2020 and hit a fresh high of over 28,000 on January 4th as the Omicron hit the country a little later than Britain, Spain and France. There were no immediate plans to make vaccination obligatory, unlike some other European countries which have imposed the measures for certain groups of people. Portugal will allow students to return to school from next week and nightclubs to reopen on January 14, despite a record surge in COVID-19 cases, with hospital admissions still well below levels seen earlier in the pandemic. The government said on Thursday the surge in cases comes 3 weeks before snap general elections on January 30, and President Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa said on Wednesday isolation rules could be eased or suspended on election day. Kazatomprom, the world's biggest uranium producer, said on Thursday it was operating normally with no impact on output or export despite unrest in Kazakhstan. Uranium prices have risen after unrest in Kazakhstan, which was spurred initially by protests against fuel price hike. Spot prices hit $45.50 per pound on Wednesday, the highest since November 30, according to a Platts assessment. But the Central Asian country's political turmoil does not seem to have so far affected key industries. It has already been reported that at least 132 countries have been infected by the variant Omicron and is already the dominant variant in South Africa, US and UK, and some parts of Europe. The vaccine remains effective against hospitalization, especially with the third booster vaccine. Omicron is still threatening to cause a huge wave of transmission globally. According to the press release received by Voice of Indonesia on Thursday, the UK is responding to this threat by announcing support for the world's most vulnerable countries. £105 million sterling or 2 trillion rupiah of emergency UK aid will help some of the countries most in need, particularly in Africa, by supporting measures to reduce transmission, scale up testing, and boost oxygen supplies. Listener, that was the news. Kazakhstan is one of oil-producing countries in Central Asia, is in turmoil after thousands of people in the country staged mass demonstration to protest on the street. The AFP news agency reported that the protests in Kazakhstan came after a sharp increase in fuel prices. The protests turned into clashes with officers, even spread to other cities in Kazakhstan, and became public demonstration riots. It was previously known that during the three decades of independence, Kazakhstan was able to cultivate its image of political stability, thereby helping to attract hundreds of billions of dollars of foreign investment in the oil and metals industry. On the protests in his country, Kazakh President Kasym-Jomart Tokayev, in a speech on the local television, believed that there are financially motivated conspirators behind the current wave of demonstration. He also asked Kazakhs not to give into provocation from within and outside the country. Tokayev also warned that attacking civilians and military facilities is an unlawful act, a crime that deserves being punished. The United States and the United Nations, which are also monitoring the conflict in Kazakhstan, have called on all parties there to exercise restraint. Following rising social tensions over the sharp rise in fuel prices, U.S. State Department spokesperson Ned Price said that Washington condemns acts of violence and destructions of property and calls on authorities and protesters to exercise restraint. Stefan Dujarric, spokesman for Secretary General Antonio Guterres, said the United Nations UN was concerned about events in Kazakhstan. The world community agrees with what the UN and US have said. In addition, respecting and defending constitutional institutions, human rights and media freedom, including the restoration of internet services, must also be a concern so that the crisis does not drag on to a downward spiral. All parties must try to find a peaceful solution to this emergency. They must refrain from violence and encourage dialogue. The United Nations also seems to need to intervene immediately to help overcoming the chaos in Kazakhstan. This is to dismiss allegations of involvement of certain foreign groups in what is happening in the country.
We begin with January 7, 1965, Indonesia quitted the UN. On January 7, 1965, Indonesia quitted from the United Nations, protesting Malaysia as temporary member of UN Security Council. However, Indonesia did not quit for long. Suharto, during his reign, decided to join the UN again. The UN plenary session welcomed Indonesia back on September 28, 1966. Next, January 7, 1984, Brunei Darussalam officially joined ASEAN. Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, was a geopolitical and economic organization of Southeast Asian countries. It was founded on August 8, 1967, with five initial members, namely Indonesia, Thailand, Malaysia, Singapore, and the Philippines. Later, on January 7, 1984, Brunei Darussalam joined in as the sixth member. Last January 7, 1989, Akihito became the Japanese emperor. Akihito was Japan's 125th emperor who reigned since 1989. Akihito replaced his father, Emperor Hirohito, who passed away on January 7, 1989, and he officially became a Japanese emperor in November 1990. And listener, that's today in history.
Betapa ku mencinta selalu menjadikanmu isi dalam doaku. Ku tahu tak mudah menjadi yang kau. Serahkan hatiku, takdirkan menjawabnya. Jika aku bukan jalanmu, ku berhenti mengharapkanmu. Jika aku memang tercipta untukmu.
Well, fellow listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Purchasing Managers Index PMI of Indonesian manufacturing showed an expansive trend up to 53.5 in December 2021. On a global level, the number was better than some ASEAN countries such as South Korea with 54.9, the Philippines 51.8, and Malaysia 52.8. Financial Ministry's Fiscal Policy Agency had Febrio Kacaribu in Jakarta on Monday said the PMI in the expansive zone showed that industrial activity was increasing after activity restrictions mid-2022. According to Febrio, it also indicates that the manufacturing activity during Q4 2021 was very high, and Indonesia successfully left the pressure during the peak of Delta variant. He affirmed that the achievement was also marked with improving output growth, mainly supported by export demand increase from trade partner countries. The output growth was increasing and was the third fastest one in history. This improvement further encouraged optimism among business people in facing risks in 2022, such as uncertainty due to the COVID-19 pandemic as well as spiking raw material and logistic costs because of supply disturbance. Meanwhile, Industry Minister Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita appreciated the trust of manufacturing industry players. They are still optimistic along with the government spirit to implement various strategic policies to create a conducive business climate. The Trade Minister further remarked that his ministry still focuses on industrial downstreaming to increase domestic natural resources added value. This was seen to give a great contribution to the national economy, such as jobs and forex income from export, that resulted in people's welfare. Minister Agus Gumiwang affirmed that until now, the manufacturing industry sector is consistently giving the greatest contribution to national export value. And listener, that's my Indonesia for today.
Biarlah terjadi apapun yang terjadi. Selamanya kita akan bersama.
pisahkan kita berdua. Selamanya kita akan bersama. Takkan ada keraguan kini dan nanti. Percayalah.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment Indonesia Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Asamahan dance is one of the traditional dances of Minangkabau that develops in many regions in the province of West Sumatra. The dance is performed at the welcoming ceremony as a greeting dance and an expression of respect to the guests of honor. Besides, the Pasambahan dance is also often performed at weddings to welcome the bride and groom. When the guests of honor or the bride and groom enter the room, the dancers usually carry mobility. The dancers usually carry a nobility umbrella and cover the guests or brides to their seat as a sign of respect. persembahan dansa Javanese women. They are colorfully dressed with accessories and headdresses. They also dance gracefully following the accompaniment of traditional Minangkabau musical instruments, namely talempong and gendang. Talempong is a traditional percussion of typical instrument of the Minangkabau tribe. It is made of brass and wood. The shape is a circle with a diameter of 15 to 17.5 centimeters. There is a hole at the bottom, while at the top there is a protruding circle with a diameter of 5 centimeters as a place to hit. After the persembahan dance is performed, the program continues with the presentation of betel leaves in a karanu, a kind of tray filled with betel leaves to the guests. At the time of the wedding ceremony, the betel leaf treats are given to the parents of the group as a representative of the entourage. The betel leaf in the karanu is also usually served to the parents of the bride and groom. This is a symbol of the hospitality of the Minang people and also a symbol that the Minang people accept and want to establish friendship with guests who come. Persembahan dance used to be an exclusive dance as a welcoming dance. However, now its function has changed. The dance is now used not only to welcome the guests but also to entertain the present people.
Hatiku. jagakan dia, dia kekasihku, kan tetap milikku. Aku sungguh mencintai, sungguh menyayangi setulus hatiku.
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miss Eleni. So stay tuned for a listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, various innovations in the environmental fields are carried out by students to create a better earth. One that continues to be developed at this time is the existence of electric vehicles that aim to reduce greenhouse gas emissions because they do not need fossil fuels as the main driver. Answering this problem, Yogyakarta State University UNY students succeeded in innovating an electric bicycle which was named InnoBike UNY. This bike is able to reach up to 40 kilometers with a charge for approximately 2 hours. At first glance, this electric bicycle is not different from bicycles in general. However, it is equipped with a pedal assisting feature in this e-bike can be pedaled and move faster. The battery-driven engine automatically goes to work to push the bike faster, so it helps cyclists not to get tired quickly. In addition, on the bicycle handlebar, there is an LCD to adjust the speed with 5 speed levels. The bicycle, designed by students of Mechanical Engineering Department, Faculty of Engineering, UNY, is a lighter weight than an ordinary bicycle. InnoBike UNY is still used internally on campus. But in the future, it is possible that this e-bike will also be marketed. Head of the Mechanical Engineering Education Department of UNY, Apri Nuryanto, said that there are several prices for this bicycle, starting from the standard type of 4.7 million rupiah, the premium type of 5.5 million and the electric bicycle type of 10.4 million. Apri added that this project is an increase in industrial competitiveness through innovations produced through research in collaboration with UNY to increase the nation's economic growth. That's Miss Seleni.
Sampai aku tutup usia, kan ku jaga hatimu sampai aku tua. Walau keripu di pipimu terlihat, takkan goyahkan cintaku yang begitu kuat. Aku tercipta olehnya untuk selalu cintai kamu. Beri aku kesempatan untuk bahagiakan dirimu. Kamu tercipta olehnya untuk selalu aku cinta.
dicipta olehnya untuk selalu aku cinta.
Of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a regional song from Betawi or Jakarta entitled Lampu Merah, to be sung by Benjamin Sueb and Ida Royani. The song is about an appeal to the public to obey the rules on the road, especially traffic lights. Benjamin Sueb and Ida Royani are legendary Indonesian duets who always sang songs with the rhythm of Gambang Kromong, Jakarta's typical of Betawi music. Here is the original song from Betawi or Jakarta entitled Lampu Merah, sung by Benjamin Sueb and Ida Royani.
Indonesia.
sama. Kau yang terbaik untuk diriku. Walau ku tahu kau tak sempurna, takkan membuat aku jauh darimu. Apa adanya, ku kan tetap setia kepadamu. Oh, Tuhan, jagakan dia, dia kekasihku, kan tetap milikku. Aku sungguh mencintai, sungguh menyayangi setulus hatiku. Walau ku tahu kau tak sempurna, takkan membuat aku jauh darimu. Apa adanya, ku kan tetap setia kepadamu. Oh, Tuhan, jagakan dia, dia kekasihku, kan tetap pilihku. Aku sungguh mencintai, sungguh menyayangi setulus hatiku.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Sengaja kita bertemu, aku yang pernah terluka kembali mengenal cinta. Hati ini kembali temukan senyum yang hilang, semua itu karena dia. Tuhan, ku cinta dia, ku sayang dia, rindu dia, inginkan dia. Utuhkanlah rasa cinta di hatiku, hanya padanya, untuk dia. Sama betapa di setiap hari ku jatuh cinta padanya, dicintai oleh dia ku merasa sempurna, semua itu karena dia. Oh Tuhan, ku cinta dia, ku sayang dia, rindu dia, inginkan dia. Utuhkanlah rasa cinta di hatiku, hanya padanya, untuk dia. Oh Tuhan, ku cinta dia, sayang dia, rindu dia, inginkan dia. Utuhkanlah rasa cinta di hatiku, hanya padanya, untuk dia, hanya padanya. Untuk dia.
Voice of Indonesia.
So hold out and do like I do when I need baby, just close my eyes and I'm with you. And I need you tonight.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention. And after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.